Aloha! I am your host, Leilani, and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBS Radio, broadcasting into all our futures. And today we are going to have a special guest. We are working on connecting with him at this time. Most of you know who he is, and that is Elder Blue Thunder. And while we're continuing, he is in the process of doing quite a bit of different ceremonies. A lot of you are familiar with the work that this man does, which is incredibly selfless for humanity and planet Earth. And so if you guys will bear with us, we are trying to get connected with him. I am going to open up the lines here once we get Blue Thunder onto the line. So if you would like to interact and ask Blue Thunder today a lot of the different questions about what's going on our planet, let me give you guys those call-in numbers. And those numbers are 877-876-5227, or you can call 530-876-3222. And let me repeat those numbers to you, 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. And I'm going to go ahead and give you some background on Elder Blue Thunder. And most of you are indeed familiar with him, but I felt it was really critical for me to bring him back onto the show once again. And I don't need to tell all of you, there are a lot of things going on the planet Earth, in our lives as individuals and collectively. And if I can help any of you to understand or have a deeper understanding of what is going on, what you can do on your side to support Mother Earth and humanity as a whole, then always remember that knowledge is power. And when I say that to you, is to help you to understand that if you understand some of the components of what is going on in our world today, it keeps us from buying into those lower vibrations, which is fear, anger, hate, all those raw vibrations that keeps us locked up into constantly spinning our wheels and trying to make sense of what's going on. So here we go. Blue Thunder is a wisdom keeper. He is from the Eastern Shoshone Tribe, Wind River Indian Reservation, from Wyoming. He is also a member of the Spiritual Elders of Mother Earth, an organization of Indigenous Prophecy Curious of North America. As we all know, there's a lot of Earth disasters that are occurring with greater frequencies and intensity. Negative actions have damaged or destroyed the sacred sound of harmony and the electromagnetic balance of the land. All vibrations travel through the earth. And I want you guys to really think about what I just got through saying. All vibrations travel through the earth. So what takes place here is in direct relations to what takes place all over the world. And that just goes to show you that we are not separate. What happens to one happens to all. We all are accountable and responsible, not only for ourselves and our personal lives, but also for our sisters and brothers within our own cities, states, and collectively the entire world. The powerful vibrations of war and greed rob the land of minerals and resources, causing Mother Earth to fall from harmony and balance here and everywhere. Now, Blue Thunder, and this is what is so incredible about Blue Thunder, he actually travels around the world building large geographic medicine wheel that cover hundreds, and I mean hundreds of miles, and encompasses well-known mountain peaks and bodies of water. The sacred sites within these geographic medicine wheels can reharmonize and rebirth through sacred ceremonies, sound, and vibration. The Creator has designed all life to work in harmony. It can restore the rains, the springs, and the snow. Water sustains life and carries the messages of life. As sites become reattuned and healed, they begin to work together in harmony as they were designed to do. And wow, and just think about it. And most of you are indeed familiar with Blue Thunder. I've had him quite frequently on the show, and I feel that it's imperative that I bring someone that has dedicated his entire life not only to Mother Earth, but for each and every one of us. So he is an individual that is very much involved, plugged in, into helping all of us, and especially Mother Earth, because, you know, it's an honor for all of us to be present with her. So if you guys have any questions, please don't hesitate to call in. Most of you, the last time I had Blue Thunder on the show, you guys called in and asked him quite a bit of questions, and this isn't any different. And I'm hoping that Don will be able to get hold to him. If not, if you want to talk to Leilani and the Universal Spiritual Connection Show, if you want a message, you need a healing, please do not hesitate to call, and we'll get you all fixed up. So, Don, how did we do on that call? Did we get Blue Thunder? If not, we're going to go ahead and proceed right on with the show here. And anyway, one of the things that I wanted to talk with all of you about today is that on August the 12th, this planet saw one of the world's largest light shifts this planet has ever seen. And what's really been interesting is the last 3 months, we were being asked to do major cleansings. So a lot of times when that happens, our world becomes very chaotic, it appears to become very chaotic. And you have seen a lot of movement that's been taking place, not only in your personal lives, but on the planet as a whole. All you got to do is turn that TV on. And what's so wonderful about this particular light shift is it's allowing the most flow of light to ever come onto the planet. And we had to prepare ourselves not only on a physical level, but also on a spiritual level, emotional, and mental level to receive this light. Some of you may have been feeling a lot of joint aches and pains, confusion. You may have been feeling very tired lately. And it seems like just when you think you've got some of the challenges in your own lives maybe starting to smooth out a little bit, all of a sudden other things start to kick in. I know it's tough, but I'm going to ask each of you to really remind yourselves every day as things unfold is to realize that you're going through a major cleansing. You're raising your vibration to meet this higher vibration. We all know we're going into the fifth dimension, which is manifestation. And it's so important for all of us to be mindful of our thoughts.
We have your guest. So we're going to pull you off the air and to the audience. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Okay. And welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. I am your host, Leilani, and my special guest today is Elder Blue Thunder. And I have the great honor, as always, and the pleasure to introduce Blue Thunder to each and every one of you. Without further delay, please help me to welcome Blue Thunder onto the show. Hi, hello. Blue Thunder.
Well, hello, Leilani. I just barely got home, and it's always happening. I got a cramp in my leg. Now I'm trying to drink some water and be able to talk to all the listeners.
Well, it's really interesting because I had already brought all the listeners up to speed about all the wonderful works that you're doing. Now, I did let them know that later on, if they would like to ask you questions, that they were more than we would receive their phone calls. But one of the things I think I'd like to start with you, first of all, Blue Thunder, because we are in such critical times on the planet, and you have been just a wealth of information for humanity to really understand the depth of what has been happening here on the planet and also with all of us as a whole. I'd like for you to share of what's really been going on the past couple of months and what is going to be happening as 2006 comes to a close.
Well, as everyone knows, I'm from Wyoming. I just came back from Yellowstone National Park up in the Grand Teton National Park. And I've been up there for, off and on for a week now. Dr. Emoto came up here and came to visit with the Grand Teton Peaks and Old Faithful in Yellowstone. And so when he came here, there's four forest fires burning up here in and around the Grand Teton and Yellowstone. And in those, that's the Forest Service and the Park Services, U.S. Park Service and U.S. Forest Service. Because of development, things going on, cutting the trees, and bad sound and bad vibration, the lightning comes in and strikes the earth and causes fires. Working with the environment and talking about how it works is not understood by very many people, and hardly anyone that I've met, even Native American tribes. And because of how much education that we've gotten, and we've fallen from a lot of wisdom that we've had, and it's not pointing fingers at anyone or saying anything. It's only what's happened is the truth, and the truth sometimes is hard to be understood or taken into a reflection on what we need to do to remember or to think about some things, because what we're going through is environment falling apart because of development in many ways. Every way you can think of: railroads, highways, mining, drilling, blowing up the earth to take coal out. They blow up the coal and it falls down little pieces. Or they do all kinds of mining like that, gold mining, and they do those things. And they disconnect these spirals from the earth. And so what happens is the nature comes in and comes in with earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have the hurricanes. We have the tsunami type action. And this is what they call spiraling energies. And this is what they call the serpents rolling in the water. And that's a big wave coming. It spins. And then when the earth rolls across the plains or in the areas where they develop, or there's bad sound, the earth rolls. And so it's another rolling action. That's a spiral action, spins. Then you got the tornadoes. They spin. And you got the winds that spin. It's all spinning in a spiral action. So these are called the serpents in indigenous knowledges. Because of developing the earth and not understanding that these entities are real and alive and have their own life force, our humanity has forgotten that this is real. Now, our thoughts and emotions make these things spin faster, because when our thoughts are spinning above our heads, if we're negative, we connect to those energy forces and make them really spin and roll. If we got millions of people thinking in negative ways, they connect to those spiraling forces called the serpents, and this helps add to earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, volcanic action. Everything that spins is being activated by human thoughts, and also by the actions of drilling into the earth and developing and mining, cutting holes, cutting highways, pipelines, electrical lines, causes so many things to happen to the earth that disconnects those spirals, and they get loose from the earth, and then they're flying up in the air And then they're electrically charged with solar flares that from the outside sack of the universe that goes around the Earth that holds the oxygen, they're loose up in the sky.
Yes, and let me interject here for just a moment, if you will permit, Blue Thunder. You know, I was just sharing with all the listeners today that, you know, we just had this major shift that started on August the 12th, and then we had another one come in 3 days after that, which brought in the goddess energy here onto the planet. And we're going into the fifth dimension. We're more and more anchoring ourselves into that particular fifth dimension. And one of the things I was sharing with all the listeners today is that the fifth dimension is all about manifestation, all your heart's desires. And I was explaining to them to be mindful about their thought forms and the way they spoke. Because immediately now we're being more anchored into the fifth dimension. I mean, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have seen that in their own lives where they almost speak it and it be, and it's right there in front of them.
Well, this is what I'm getting at and going towards what you're saying, with what I just mentioned, that there's been a mandate put out by the Great Spirit. People call the Great Spirit God, and all faith, so spirituality, and you have religions. They all talk about one God, one spirit. Great, we call it the Great Spirit. So it's a life force of all things.
That's correct.
And that life force is built on spirals. And to the indigenous ancient wisdoms, it talks about this wisdom of the earth, the universal laws and spiritual laws of thoughts, emotions, and our actions on the earth. We were told to be caretakers and be stewards of the earth, all nations, the black, white, yellow, and red, and brown nations. Those five nations, five fingers on the hand, has been prophesied that the indigenous nations would bring a message about how nature works. And that's, I've been having these messages. So I've learned growing up, I'm 56 years old, with the Shoshone nations, the Eastern Shoshone, and other Shoshone nations, which is the Utes, the Paiutes, the Goshutes, the Shoshone Bannocks, and then we got 28 tribes, and then the Hopis and the Comanche, they speak the same language. So listening to all of the stories and myths and legends, and now being in Sundances and sweat lodges and peyote meetings and other kinds of spiritual gatherings and talking about how thoughts and prayers and things work, what you're saying is what our tribes have understood, that we're going into the fifth world, and the time is that the Great Spirit has mandated there will be peace only. This is the only time in history that now peace has been mandated, and Mother Earth has listened, and she's mandated the same. Anyone who doesn't come into peace from thought forms, calm their actions, have a discipline to have peace, understand how thoughts and emotions work, their emotions that are negative will rise. If they're peaceful, those intentions will rise. Anyone who is negative and not peaceful, warring and fighting and those things, they will leave the planet because it will cause stress. Stress causes diseases and illnesses. Now, if they're loving, caring people on the other side, they'll have harmony in their lives. They'll have love. They'll have compassion. They'll have great respect for each other, and they'll care for each other. Those ones will do the ceremonies that the tribal nations understand and work with, those who are in peace. And then we will inherit the earth, because with our sounds and vibrations of healing the earth, we will protect our homelands, because all of the earth has just about been disconnected of them spiraling energies that connect to the surface, and they're loose, flapping in the sky, and some people can see them. The Navajo people I work with call them the tangled rainbows. That means those spirals connect to the sacred site. When mining and development comes in and touches the sacred sites with gold and silver and clay and rubies and diamonds and emeralds and trees and every mineral that you can think of is developed, those spirals get cut loose from the surface and leave. And so if you've got lots of them disconnected by mining and roads and highways in a certain area, what you have is tornadoes, because those spirals get loose in the sky and they'll come down and do things to the earth. And whoever developed there will have to pay a price. So that's what's going to take place in many areas. And this is what's happening right now in Yellowstone that I mentioned, just because they've done this. The lightning comes in and strikes the earth to reset the heartbeat of Mother Earth, because her bleeding heart energies is leaking out of the center core of the Earth. Now, the center core of the Earth is molten lava. It's charged with electrical magnetic energy. So that's the fire. The fire gives us electrical charge to allow us to work on the Earth and allows us to have circulation.
Yes, and, you know, it's really interesting that you brought that up, Blue Thunder, because I know that the last show that I did with you, we talked about the Ring of Fire and the volcanoes, eruptions, and stuff like that. And we've actually, you know, and it's really interesting because I believe it was a month later, we did indeed start having eruptions.
So now when the energy is leaking out, wherever there's a cut or a hole, that's electrical magnetic energy leaking out, and the life force of Mother Earth leaks out. So the lightning and thunder and earthquakes and all those things and fires have to come in to fill it. It's like a hole's cut in the arm, a bullet hole goes through there, we got to seal it or do this or that. Or our life force will leak out and we'll die. So Mother Earth is dying. Everywhere there's a hole, the charge leaves. So it's like a battery in a car. If you leave the door open, that charge leaves. Get in the car to start it a little while later or overnight, it won't start. So the mountains that are charged full of that energy is electrical charge that pumps the veins of water through the earth, the molten lava, and those places. And when those areas get touched or developed, congestion happens, a volcano will come, a tornado will come, or an earthquake will come to fix it.
So let me do this with you, Blue Thunder. Okay, so fine. So if I was sitting on the other side of the fence, I'd say to you, well, I'm just me. What could I do to make a difference? I mean, it's just me, and you know, I can't stop people from drilling Mother Earth or building roads or building houses and, you know, all that type of stuff that has continuously created some of the challenges that we're having today. What would you say to those individuals that feel like that they cannot contribute or make a difference themselves?
What they could do is to be educated on how the earth works and learn how that is, and then go to work with their thoughts and join in the ceremonies that I have been given in my dreams and visions. Is that I was showed that when we people come together with this message, is set in a circle and heal the sacred sites with prayers and thoughts and recreate nature. Now, if we sit in our houses, we can do things in a way, but not as powerful as we can when we're all together with 10 or 20, 100 or 1,000 or 20 or 50 or 100,000. Just like those, say, if you got one arrow, you can break it. If you got three, it's a little harder to break. If you got seven, it's going to be hard to break. If you got 10, you can't break that arrow. So that means the more people we have together, we seal those holes with our thoughts. We seal those places that have been developed by the materialistic greed of the world, corporations,
right,
companies. So we're sitting in our houses. And so what happens? Someone had to dig a hole underneath the house, so that's where the energy is leaking. So what they can do is now do a ceremony and ask the earth to seal there with their thoughts and vibrate it with songs and tones and give the earth love and peace, and then they will seal the hole that their house is setting on. And so then that will fix things everywhere. But when we do this consciously, like hundreds and hundreds of people, with, like we've been doing with these medicine hole ceremonies, and given the teaching, is asked to happen. But what's going on is the indigenous nations have the prophecy says they will awaken, but the indigenous nations are fighting each other. Who can sing this song? Who can't sing that song? Who can do this? Who can do that? And then we got the black nation doing the same. Then we got the white nation. Then we go on and on and on through all the cultures.
Yes,
we
do, don't we?
Therefore, they won't get up and do anything. They'll talk about being Native Americans, for instance, and talk that, but they're not practicing what they talk. And that's what's going on with all cultures now. They're talking about what's wrong, but no one's doing anything about it. And I'm asking them to get up and come. Let's do something, because if we don't, nature is going to fix everything anyway. It's going to fix it with us or without us. What we can do is soften the blow to our homelands, wherever we're living. And that means every individual, if they fix their lands, they're not going to have this nature come in and fix it, because this is a way to clean the earth of those who are not going to pay attention and come into peace. Those who have peace will be survivors. Those ones who are out there doing illusions, doing something that doesn't serve a purpose to heal the earth and bring peace in their families, will be lost because nature is going to take them out, and so will viruses and illness and sicknesses. But those who practice peace and love and fix their areas will inherit going into the fifth dimension.
So let me say this, Blue Thunder. Okay, well, that's easy to be said than done. I mean, here I walk out my front door and I fight traffic and people cutting in front of me, and I go to the store and the lady is just nasty to me, and it seems like everybody that is not practicing peace and love are the ones who seem to be getting ahead. Here I'm doing all these things in my own personal life and try to be loving and peaceful to my sisters and brothers out there, but at the same time I'm suffering. I can't pay my bills, my business is not doing well. What would you say to these individuals that seem to be looking at all this illusion instead of looking with their spiritual eyes?
Well, what they can do is think about where they're sitting and think about peace and harmony. And I know that it's going to be hard for many to get out of that situation of following illusions and stuck in greed, because we have, in other words, stuck in the materialistic world, I shouldn't say greed, because we got to pay for the house, we got to pay for the car, we got to have insurance on both of them, then we got to have insurance for health, then we got to have insurance for about everything else, and if we don't have that, then we're stuck in society and we're not going to be able to heal the earth, because now we got to go to earth, go to work and disconnect the earth, because we're promoting mining development and we're supporting those organizations to tear up the earth. In the meanwhile, we can't get ahead because everything is outrageous with the interest on everything, so we're not going to move forward because we're stuck and we can't get out of debt. Unless someone just says, okay, that's it, you can't get this out of me, so what are you going to do, lock me up? And but then people go into fear, oh, they're going to do that. But the thing is learn where your food is, learn where your water is, because the time is coming that when the shift comes, if we don't have pure water, pure air, pure soil, earth, wind, fire, and water, all those things pure, and we don't learn what the Hopis have mentioned, is to take care of our food and our water and know our medicine plants, all of that working is not going to do any important, because if we grow and work with communities and do these things, then we will survive. But the thing is, all the money is not going to protect us, and water is going to be so scarce it's going to be worth more than gold. And the messages that we're giving is saying, okay, trickle off with your jobs, or if you want to do that, that's up to the people. Because the Creator has said, we will not sell the water, you will not sell the air, you will not sell the land, and those things. And those who do will be like blasphemy. And so if we do those things, then we won't be able to help each other with the clean water and pure food, because we'll start fighting over it and start selling it, and then we'll be into greed and materialistic views.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there's ways to do that to help finance us, and everyone can help each other. But the thing is, we're not going to be able to get out of our jobs. We have to stay in our jobs, but we can trickle down and wonder why we're on the highway cussing each other out, pointing fingers, which isn't serving a purpose, but only causing us to be upset and pissed off and causing us to be ill and sick. And then we're rushing back and forth to work. We don't have any other thing in our lives to do but to rush back over to work and rush home. Well, we're there, we're sitting watching TV, but what is the importance of all that? Is that going to heal the earth and heal the water and heal the air and fix all the elements? It's not. Does that mean
to interject here, Blue Thunder, but, you know, it's really interesting because I have indeed shared this with a lot of the listeners in the past, and I'd like to recap on that once again, if I may, is that we all know that power is knowledge, and that is to help us to understand that we don't, you know, if we understand what's going on around us, we can empower ourselves to indeed make a difference, not only for ourselves, but for humanity as a whole. Number two is that we've seen for years now how we're disconnected, unplugged from even our immediate families and within our own households. I've shared with our listeners where a lot of what's going on in our world from 8 to 5 jobs, and I agree, we all need to work because there's things that, you know, have to be taken care of. But where did we come so out of balance that we got so unplugged and disconnected from ourselves along with our immediate environment? And I always tell everybody that a lot of this stuff is designed to keep you engaged in constant confusion, stress, all those lower energies that we seem to, for many eons now, that we've gotten caught up in, that was how life was supposed to be. And to me, that is not truth. It's like you said, you know, I get up early in the morning, I go to work, I fight traffic, I come home, oh my gosh, I got to stop by the grocery store, pick up something to eat, you get home, you're trying to get dinner on, and it's just a never ending of constant chaos that's going on. Do we have a moment really in our lives that we can sit and enjoy music and dance and walking the park and enjoying a wild animal, which is all really what life is really truly all about, and the beauty. Wouldn't you agree?
Many will not be able to enjoy the beauty because they don't have any connection to the earth. And many will not be able to realize what's going on because technology has them set in a place where they believe that's all there is, and because they have no connection to how the environment works, how nature works, because they're part of nature, they're elements. Everything they're made of comes from nature, comes from the environment, comes from the earth. And until they can understand that, and we keep using technology as an excuse, got to go to work, got to do this, got to do that, those ones who are stuck in the cities, they don't have much of hope or chance because they can't afford, they don't know how to live in other words, they don't know how to grow food, they don't know how to build a campfire, they don't know how to do much of those things. And on the Indian reservations, or people who camp or live in a certain way, many of them don't even know how to do that anymore because of too much schooling, too much education, too much technology. Puts them in a workforce where they're stuck, and now they're brainwashed in a certain way, and that's all they believe there is, and they forgot how to do those other things because they don't practice it anymore.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, taking responsibility, isn't it?
So,
and educating yourself, you know. I encourage everybody today to go out and learn CPR, learn how to purify water, learn all these different elements that you can help contribute not only to your own lives, but is to help support people around you as well.
That's what I've been bringing a message because of the ancestors who sent message to people through my thoughts, through my actions, and listening to my elders, and listening to the white culture, the black culture, the yellow culture, all cultures, and red culture, and asking them what their messages are and dreams. And then those messages are there because it reflects on everything. And there was messages that says, well, the rich will finally realize that they're not going to be able to take it with them. So they will turn and offer their finances to bring the wisdom to how to purify the water, the earth, the wind, and the fire. And
yes,
we will purify those areas. Those of us who will come together. But those ones who don't, won't. And so messages say that there may be 50 to 70% of the population of the earth will leave the planet because of being controlled and not understanding nature and understanding emotions that will clear their elements. If they clear their elements with peace and love, wherever they walk on the earth, they will automatically clear the poisons and the toxins and all the things when they're in peace. Because when they put their footprints on the earth, and then when they understand ceremonies and thoughts that the indigenous nations have, we'll clear the whole earth and turn it into purity.
Mm-hmm.
But those who will get up and do it will be the only ones. and we will share our foods and waters and barter and do whatever it is. But that's what has been deemed for the future. Now, anyone who thinks it's not real, they'll be fiddling around, the earth will shift and shake, and the vibration goes up, and right now their emotions are rising to the surface because it's like the moon rising over the ocean. It's high tide and low tide. And when that energy moves up at the vibrational level, those tides go up. And that means in us, we're water, our emotions will rise if they're negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is either going to be helpful to the body or not.
You know, it's really interesting because I was sharing a conversation with a dear friend of mine here in Arizona. And I was telling her, I said, you know, the lower energies, the lower vibrations, they've got one on us. And she says, oh, really? Why would you say something like that? And I said, well, think about it. I said, they work together. Those lower energies work consistently, and they're very loyal in working collectively together to keep all of us engaged in chaos all the time. And what I've noticed is that we think sometimes we are supporting and we're loving and we're peaceful, but we're not always standing in that foundation.
And there's a reason why the people cannot become clear. And this is what the ancestors have said, the dreams and the visions of them coming, the messages.
Yes.
Say, remember way back, the water was so pure.
Oh, God, yes.
And remember that the air was so pure.
Oh, yes.
Remember the soil was so pure.
Oh, yes, I know those days.
And the fire was so pure.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then, all of a sudden, some of these things went into the water. And when the people did not purify their water with their thoughts and bless it, that dark spirit energy that was in there, the spiraling serpent,
yes,
they drank it. And then it went in, and now it has mind control, and now they're obsessed. And then that thing lives on sadness and sorrow and anger and pity and those things and has control of their thoughts and their emotions. And then it went into the soil when they murdered and killed people. The blood, the trauma, everything holds consciousness. It went into the soil. And if I walked out there on that soil with my bare feet, it would go into my feet, and then I would have one of those things enter into me, and I would be with that. And then I would go out and cause sadness and sorrow. And I would feed other individuals with those things, and then they would become ill and sick. And then when I would talk to them, ask them to come in peace, and I was peace, they wouldn't understand. And we'd say, well, why don't they just don't understand? Well, what do you think has control of their minds and their thoughts? It's those lower vibrational beings that's in the water. The pollution is causing the darkness to drop into the water, drop into the soil. The chemicals has that dark energy force in it. It's a consciousness and controls humanity in pity and sorrow and sadness. So
yes.
When we cleanse and clear our areas with our ceremonies and our thoughts and our emotions with drums, violins, harps, guitars, crystal bowls, we bring a sacred sound and a tone, and when we put our thoughts on the area, we clear all of those elements. When we clear the elements in our places where we live, those things in our body now leave, and we reawaken. What do you think Jesus was doing in the rivers? What do you
think the Native Americans was doing in the rivers?
Why
were people clearing
the water? Why were they asking the people to go into the water?
That's right.
Because they cleared the water. Then the people who had darkness in them went in the water, and the water was so vibrant, full of light and rainbows and colors, that darkness could not stay in them and had to leave. And that's what's going on. And when the people realize, they will awaken in peace and love and harmony. And when they get the pure water in them, the pure soil, the pure food, anything that goes in the body or on the body would be purified because someone who sets and makes the clothes, got the, say for instance, are not good people because they're upset and pissed off and setting their jobs and don't like what they're doing. Now they infect those clothes, they look beautiful when we put them on, well, those thoughts go into our body and now we're controlled again.
And then we're constantly being bombarded with that. You know, it's really interesting because, you know, that's a lot of the work I do is, you know, I have people come here and I clear a lot of that stuff that people have been plagued with for a long time. And it's just amazing to me. And, of course, I was one of them as well. Even though I was very aware at a very early age, doesn't mean that I wasn't, you know, I was above anyone else from not having to be aware and constantly work on myself as an individual. And that's an everyday ritual that I have for myself, and I understand the importance of it. Doesn't always mean that I achieve it, but I make it my business, because to me, your soul, your physical body, your spiritual, emotional, and mental is the biggest investment that any person could ever make on themselves, and to give back to Mother Earth as she has given to us all these many years.
Well, the messages that I've received have said that once we clear someone, we clear them, they come back, we clear them again, come back, we clear them again in ceremony.
Yes.
And what happens? Why do they keep getting sick and coming back with emotional problems and stress? They go back over there where they caught it from, someone in their family who's cursing them because their actions are like that, so they go home and they catch it again.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's coming from. Then they come back, and then we heal them. And they'll say, what's wrong with you? What's going on with you? How come you keep catching this? And some of us don't realize that. The healers, they clear them off, and then they make some money from them. They come back, and they keep making more money, and pretty soon they got so many clients, they don't know what to do with them now, because now they're not bringing information, what's going on, and they're being infected by their families and their friends and their relationships. The cars going up and down the highway, people throwing thoughts at each other. They're being infected every day if someone's got road rage, or listen, walking up the street, someone's mad at someone or jealous of someone walking on the street. They're throwing thoughts at them. That's the dark energy that's controlling humanity.
That is correct. Let's real quick touch on Dr. Iyamoto, because I know that he was participating with you up in Yellowstone. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was here for a few days, 3 days, starting the 9th, no, 20th, 21st, 22nd. He came here. I introduced a friend of mine in the past, Kate Vandermeer, who was working on a reservation as a watershed resource person who has a doctorate degree in water management skills, has been high in the governmental agencies. And so I helped her one time for 3 weeks when I was an outfitter many years ago, 15 years ago or less. But anyway, so far I helped her. And then when she came back, she was in the sacred sites on the water, and I asked her to not be up there doing those things in the water about 5 years ago. Then this time she turns up, I'm here, she is with the water. So I've been working with these ceremonies, and then I met Dr. Iyamoto. I mentioned to her about him, and so she got interested in the hidden messages of water, which is about 2 years ago, and she finally decided she was going to go to one of these Hado instruction schools, so she went there. Now she turned in to be the vice president of Hado with Dr. Iyamoto and his Hado people he works with. So now she decided she would help bring some information. I tried to get Dr. Iyamoto to come here, but now she got a grant, and she paid for him to come down here with his Hado instructors and some of the students, and about 30 students arrived in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and they did some things about teachings on water up there. Then they came to the reservation, and she advertised that for over almost 2 months, month and a half. And so when he came, well, things were set in motion for the reservation. But, of course, the reservation Indian people are about the hardest people to get in touch with or get them to come to do anything.
I know.
Unless you got food, they'll come. Well, Dr. Iyamoto and water is not very well understood, and the people are so busy living illusions on reservation. But the people in the area of the European nations, they really know who he is because of the health food stores and those in the area, so they were really happy. What, Dr. Moto's coming to Wyoming in the middle of nowhere? And so he came. But so now on the reservation, out of 100 and maybe I think it was 150 people, I think there might have been 25 Native Americans and the rest were Europeans and black people. right in the center of the reservation. So the following day, he goes to Yellowstone. But in the meantime, the things are pretty tough because of what I do is because they're saying I broke traditions with ceremonies, and I'm helping white people do this, I'm helping black people, yellow people. And so I'm making a lot of money, I'm getting rich, and I'm becoming like that. Selling what I learned is what they say. And so therefore, they did not want me to be involved with much of this Dr. Emoto stuff. And when they found out I was going to be doing some healing ceremonies, some prayers underneath the Grand Tetons, which I've been working on since 1999, and he came now, but the Shoshone Nation, that's their homeland. So in order, I just stepped down because they said if I was going to be in the area or being involved, they were not going to come at all because of prejudices and jealousies and other things. Now, this is bringing a message of not pointing fingers or saying anything. It's bringing the clarity that we're in peace today and working together to bring the environment to purity. And that's what I've been doing in the Grand Tetons. So we put a volcano to sleep. We filled the glaciers last year. We're still working on water. We're bringing springs back. With these ceremonies, they're real, and we fix these areas with these ceremonies, and I'm asking the indigenous nations to come forward. And so when Dr. Emoto came, he put his prayers, he thanked the Tetons, came to the reservation, thanked the people. The ones who were there were really open because they saw a great message. But the thing is, we're still separating each other of the Rainbow Warriors. It would be very hard for them, like myself, to continue our work because of being pointed fingers out and persecuted that we're wrong.
Well, you know, truly.
We would be strong apart and make it through and not be upset with them. So what I'm giving a message to is those ones out there who are the dreamers and getting visions is to move forward out of their tribal nations and do follow their dreams and visions because of what they were given. Because those ones
Absolutely.
In the militaristic control are holding them back. That means in all cultures, their dreams.
Yes. Well, you know, it's really interesting, Blue Thunder, and that, you know, and I want to say this because when you are doing work that is so incredibly powerful, and I have watched you almost a year, well, about 7 months now, I've observed your work. I have watched you work tirelessly for hours and hours, days and days. I mean, you were just here in Arizona, and now you're back in Wyoming. And you travel all over the place, dedicating your entire life to all of us. I mean, the lower vibrations, they don't want you to do this work. Why would they want you to do this work? Because it's the end of them.
Right.
So they will use people, places, and situations to constantly try to stop you from what you're doing. I know I've been in many situations that way myself where, and it took me a while because I would take it personally going, well, can't they see what I'm doing? Can't they see that the things that I have chosen to do and dedicate my life to is not for myself but for humanity? Why would you not support me? And then I realized it was the lower vibrations that didn't want us to do those things,
yeah.
To make a difference.
So those beings are out there, and so in Christianity they call them the demonic forces.
Oh, yes.
So in Christianity they call them demons, and then they infiltrate into the body and now control the mind and control the body and all that. Well, they're real. Those are thoughts and emotions. Some are strong and some are weak. And that's what they were doing in America, the Native Americans, the wisdom carriers. And Hiawatha was one of them, and he went to the rivers and cleared them, the lakes, cleared the soil, cleared the air. It's already in history and showed what he did. Now, he must have been Jesus Christ because he could walk on the water. He could do things. He'd levitate. And what was Jesus doing? The same thing. Well, what's the difference between Jesus and Hiawatha or any other high-level spiritual peacekeepers or peacemakers? They knew peace. When they were in peace, they could levitate, they could walk on water, they could materialize, they could do many things because that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And then the messages were that we could all do those things and do powerful, beautiful things because we all have all been given the power to do that. But we've been so infiltrated by false doctrines and false teachings that we're falling into the place where we're at. We could clear the radiation with our thoughts, the contamination in the mountains. But the thing is, they're drilling holes in the sides of the mountains to do these things. What do you think lives in those holes?
Mm-hmm.
Those
black-looking
things.
You know, it's interesting because I was sitting one day thinking, you know, I love crystals and I work with crystals. And a lot of times I will even work with them when I'm doing healing work and stuff. And then I have this really incredible bond with crystals. But then one day I realized, I went, oh, my gosh, this had to be mined out of Mother Earth's body.
Yeah.
And it's there for a reason,
yeah.
Those crystals.
They hold the electrical magnetic energy and the colors of the rainbows of the light, what we're made of in the soil when we walk on it. It's God's energy, Mother Earth's energy. And so we have no darkness in those areas that can infiltrate our bodies, and we're in peace and love. We look at the environment, and we're living in the Gardens of Eden or the Happy Hunting Grounds. There's many names for that. And when we do those things, cut holes in the earth, those dark entities go in there and live there, and now they control the sacred site. Then they control the people in the area with alcoholism, drugs, murders, and rapes. And so the messages are for us to heal our sacred sites and talk about why it's so important not to be drilling holes in them, dynamiting them, and doing those things. And what does it do to the sacred sites? It disconnects the light and the energy there called spirit, called sacredness. And that's what's so sacred about the sacred sites. But our Native Americans, some of them can't bring that interpretation. And what I'm told is I have the missing link to link that message to their ways of thinking and say, oh, that's what we're missing. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. But it's jealousy. So what is this? Sounds like some New Age stuff. Well, this is how it works. It's not New Age. It's common spiritual knowledge, universal law, spiritual law. There's nothing so hard about it to reflect upon. It's, but someone has it, so it's jealousy. So therefore, it's, I don't know, they just go like that. You know, they go a little berserk. So I thought that Old Faithful, with Dr. Moto. And I went up there early to clear the area around Old Faithful because of people's thought forms of millions and millions of people going to that geyser. And I was given a message about the volcanic activity that when water rises from Old Faithful and goes up, it's like Mother Earth breathing. In 2004, in May, we calmed the volcano. But ever since May 2004, vibration, sound, people's thoughts have infected the earth again. And the volcanic activity is trembling and shaking again in the Ring of Fire, all the way to Pele, Hawaii. So what I was told was when Dr. Emoto comes and he does his teachings, and he says, put thoughts in the water, make it beautiful, give it love, give it thanks, give it gratitude. I was told that when the Old Faithful rises, we'll do the ceremony, sing some songs, and put the message in the water that will go down and touch the lava, where the dark negative energy forces are in the lava flow, causing the problems of the earth on the fire.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show. Before I say goodbye to you, it's always such an honor and a pleasure to have you with me, Blue Thunder. And I want to let all our listeners know today that I've been working on getting my show stuff up, and I will make sure that I have Blue Thunder's information up as well, and he's shared with me other websites and other links that I know that all of you would be very interested in, and I will get that posted up just as soon as I possibly can. But if you will, Blue Thunder, would you give out your website to all our listeners today if they would like to learn more? Or
So working with the elements, like the volcano I talked about, we can clear those because the water went up and goes down and touches that volcano action, and it takes the pain out, and then we're fine. So on my website, it talks about that kind of information. It's www.tetonrainbows.com.
And say that one more time, if you would.
So www.tetonrainbows.com, like the Grand Teton Peaks in Wyoming. And, you know, I don't know how much time we got left, but the crystals, here was a message in Nations Unite, Within Souls We Walk, is some messages from a spirit. And this is about these crystals, and it's about three paragraphs. I'd like to read it. Do we have time?
If it's only, we got like 2 minutes,
okay,
if you could do that.
Here it is. It says, walk within the rays of the sun, dance within the shadows that light the night skies, move freely upon the plains of your nation, tread slow, feel beneath own footsteps the warmth and the love shared by Mother Earth. Give knowledge to those who wish to share understandings of the moon, the sun, the earth, the waters that flow amongst the rocks of time. Feel the warmth, the coldness of the winds that blow through the seasons that change with time. Gifts shared by many, bestowed upon the lands, enriched by Mother Earth's essence, enhances Mother Earth's heartbeat to dwindle. Take not the crystals that form within each of the peaks that covers the brightness and pureness for which greed takes hold and changes formations of Mother Nature's offerings. Within the heart of each sacred peak burns the life force of the land that surrounds the vibrations given by the crystals of ancient blessings. Within each crystal formed by Father Time, many vibrations sleep within the folds of growth. Nature caresses the pureness to which lands of time past and of time now feeds from the essence of pureness which radiates through the veins of Mother Earth's life force. Once broken and taken from within the heart of the carrier, all energies that seep through the lands enhanced by each vibration given off by the pureness of each crystal begins to radiate the pain and sorrow that are carried upon the winds of time now. Change the need of show. Give back what has been taken by giving a piece of Mother Earth's gift back to within each hole made by time. Place but one thought. Thoughts carry far beyond the senses of man today. Heal from within by own thoughts to cover the wounds done by man. Each thought given by pureness will enhance the repair and the vibrations of Mother Earth's wounds. Nache, son of Cochise, brother to my people, strong and given life. And this was the message that came on December
6, 2005. Whew, I got chills just then. Wow, I got goosebumps all over me.
This book is Nations Unite Within Souls of Rock. It's on my website, and there's many messages about Mother Nature. I'm a healer. And these are the messages for humanity, and especially in indigenous nations, to come on, let's bring your drum.
All right, I got to let you go, Blue Thunder. But I want to honor you, and I thank you for your love and your support. And we will talk again soon. I want to say good night to all of you listeners, and I thank you for tuning in. Stay safe, be love, and be peace. Until we meet again, good night.